Unfortunately, I don't have a car.
Hello, lady.
Huh?
French fries.
Yeah, I was. I go home at night, but I've been here religiously every day since 2 days.
Let me just try this for WBAI.
WBAI?
Yeah.
Was that a radio station?
Yeah, we've been covering the protest from the beginning. I'm with a young man at Zuccotti Park. It's about 10 o'clock in the morning after the invasion. A small crowd here. Police trying to clear the area. We're walking across the street. Hey, stick with me for a second, okay?
Hold on, I gotta ask you some questions. Hey, brother, you gonna be at the church?
What's happening? Where are most of the protesters now?
I don't know. I heard there's some on Canal Street. I don't know. I just got down here about a half hour, 45 minutes ago. I gotta go, though.
I'm at the park. It's completely cleared of people and any remnants that there was any kind of encampment here. It's totally cleared. Cops inside, cops around. People mulling around, but very few protesters. Police are telling the protesters to move away from the area.
Maybe 400 or 500.
Are you with the protest?
Yeah, I'm with the protest, I guess. I support the protest, is that what you mean to say?
You said they're mostly at Canal Street now?
The Canal and 6th, but I hear that they're marching back down here.
What do you think is going to happen next?
I don't know. I guess we gotta wait for the legal team to get here. Not just the legal observers, but the actual legal team.
All right, guys, we gotta keep the sidewalk moving.
By the time I get a conversation going with any of the protesters, they tell everybody to move away. People are kind of. Hi, I'm with WBAI.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, BAI. Bravo, bravo.
What's your name?
Kit Gill.
Do you know what's happening now?
Well, at the moment, the place has been evacuated on the order of, actually, Brookfield, who owns the property, but it's a public space. But this will only galvanize this movement. I'm very sympathetic to this movement.
I thought there was a court order that people will be allowed back by now.
They said on the radio this morning on NPR, I heard it would be open at 8 o'clock. I jumped on the subway. I came down. I don't live here, actually. I live in the 1% location of Manhattan, the 1%ers. But I came here at 8 o'clock hoping to go into the...
And walk with
they,
me.
They wouldn't allow anyone in.
So why do you think Bloomberg struck at this time?
Well, it was a surprise hit on the encampment. They should have. It was a bad approach. They should have done it in a more civil fashion because the young people that were camped out here were kept order. They tried to keep it clean. They were nonviolent. They were civil, and they should have been dealt with in a civil way.
But why do you think Bloomberg picked this time to do it?
Well, he's been itching to get rid of this encampment for a long time. But it's not going to. The movement's not going to die. It's only going to be galvanized and grow.
You think it has to do with the actions that were planned for this coming Thursday for the anniversary of the movement?
Perhaps, but I'm not certain.
And you think where do you think the protesters are now?
Where are they?
Yeah.
I'm told that they moved from Foley Square this morning over to Canal and 6th Avenue. But I just remained here because I think they'll probably be coming back. In fact, some have come back. These fellas that I see here every day, they're all coming back here.
Okay, well, thanks so much. Do you want to add anything?
Pardon?
Do you want to add anything?
Keep the faith.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.